Today's R&B and Old School Jam in 98.3. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Good morning, Lady J.
Hey, Dee Dee in the morning. What's up, girl?
Good morning, Michael Sean.
Good morning, Dee Dee in the morning.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Today is going to be a great day. Let me tell you, it's National Cheese Curd Day.
Cheese.
Right. What is cheese curd?
The square ones?
Yeah, the little round things.
Like those curds?
Mm-hmm, they're called curds.
I don't like that name.
Me either. It sounds like it's spoiled or something.
Yeah. And it's National I Love Lucy Day. I love Lucy.
Hey, Lucy, yeah. You got some explaining to do.
All right, y'all. Hope you had a good weekend. Everybody had a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wasn't bad.
Uh-oh, wait. What's wrong, Jay? What happened?
You know, I was sick all weekend, so I was literally, I'm not even joking, in the bed all weekend long.
Oh, what was wrong with you?
Well, you know, I had a cold.
You had diarrhea?
No, remember I had a cold on
Friday? Why did you come up with the diarrhea?
No, I was sick on Friday.
Yeah, okay. You didn't feel
I came
good.
In here with a freaking mask
on, that's
not
right.
To get y'all sick.
Oh. That's right. Guys, you can tell, I don't really see, I don't remember anything. If it's not Saturday, I don't remember nothing. You guys know, I only remember two-day intervals.
Oh, 48 hours gotcha. Of memory.
Gotcha.
That's a good movie.
Okay. We gonna say that
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Here we go, y'all.
No, really.
You get it? Yes, I do. You need
to know right now. Dee Dee in the morning. All right, here are the five things that you need to know right now, you guys. Shut up, Michael Sean.
You got to piece together your
Shut
memories.
Up. Shut up. See, okay.
I know we got to the bar.
Stop the show. It is so bad now. Let me just say this. Stop the show right now. So this past weekend, my husband and I had a really fabulous time.
Yeah.
Saturday night, we hung out. We went with some friends to an event. Then we ended up at another bar.
Yeah.
All I know is the next morning, I go, did we eat? And he said, you don't remember that we had pizza? And I said, we did?
We had pizza?
We had pizza? He goes, yeah, you had like two, almost three pieces. I said, what? I cannot. I swear to God. I go, I don't know what's going on. I was just telling some girlfriends last night. I can have two glasses of wine. I won't remember a thing.
Wow.
I swear to you, it was getting like that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting nervous.
You're a great date then.
So I'm getting very, very nervous about it.
But the fact that you remember 48 hours, that's pretty good.
See, that's what I'm saying. She thinks I was joking, like, yeah. I'm being nasty or something. But I'm going, no, I can only
remember. I didn't think you were being nasty.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm
But I didn't think you were being nasty, though.
That's okay. Why I just stopped drinking, because I forgot March.
Exactly.
All right, the five again. Here we go, everybody. Listen at this. After a woman claimed that her pet squirrel was a service animal, Spirit Airlines now is changing their policy.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Airlines like, nah, people, we're going to stop with all of this. You know, my emotional support animal, my service animal. So a lot of airlines are cracking down on that.
Thank God.
Something else you need
squirrel.
To know.
Bring in a raccoon.
Canada has become the second country in the world to legalize marijuana.
Go ahead, Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Canada.
Yep, so get ready,
everybody. Going to be going to Canada now.
Of mm-hmm. course. I thought we were all leaving anyway when Donald Trump became president.
Supposedly.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we 2 years in.
Yeah. Ain't nobody left?
Ain't nobody
I was going to leave it. The radio jobs just ain't popping the way they are in Canada. Ain't too many comedians getting booked for a morning show.
Let's see, something else you need to know. A man beat up his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend and cut off his penis.
Mm.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mm. I swear, this is a lot. No, he did a lot more
that's
than that.
That's a lot.
The guy actually is from Tallahassee. He flew to Chicago to meet the new boyfriend, they said.
Oh.
And when he got there, he saw him on the street. The man approached him, hit him in the head with a tire iron, carved initials on his leg, and cut off his penis.
What?
Oh,
in the
wow.
middle, of, yeah. This is the new boy, yeah, the ex boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
Well, now he knows he gonna break it. She gonna break up with him.
I know it exactly. Let's see. Also, you guys see that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson engagement has been called off.
Oh wow!
Are we surprised?
No. No. Why are you not surprised?
She's unstable.
I think so, too.
Well, neither one of them are really stable. Like, he's a wild dude, too.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's been known for some drug usage.
Yes.
So what happens with the $100,000 ring, then?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I always need
that back.
I'm going to be honest with you. She jumps from one relationship to the next. I think what she figured out in this is that this was rebound. And after the one guy died, Mac Miller, is that who was it who died?
Uh-huh.
Her ex.
I think she probably realized this was a rebound, and they're gone. Yeah, they're done.
He spent $100,000 on a rebound.
Because they were only dating for, what, like three or 4 weeks before they got engaged?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Real short. Mm. Real short, everybody. And then finally, guess what? On Saturday Night Live, did y'all see it? Man, they spoofed Donald Trump and Kanye West.
First, let me begin with the idea that time is a myth of infinite amounts of universe, and I'm a prisoner in a different dimension. Have I lost anyone so far? Okay, so I'm gonna talk about trap doors. Like, the 13th Amendment is a trap door. And if you're installing a floor, okay, AKA the Constitution, why would you build a trap door where you could end up with the Unabomber?
Oh, this guy might be cuckoo.
And I had to be in a room with Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un, and they made a lot more sense than him.
Dog, the dude was amazing.
He was.
That played Kanye.
He really was. I just will say this. Kanye is being talked about so much. I don't know if he can come back from this. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up later this morning. Also coming up, guess what? It's time to give away some money. All right, caller number 10, you get to play the $1,000 minute game. We're going to read you 10 trivia questions, and if you get them all right, you will win the grand. Call right now, 833-TALK-2-DeeDee.
That's 833-825-5233.
Call now, everybody. It's DeeDee in the morning. Today's R&B and old school, jamming 98.3.
What's happening in your world?
Ayo, what's the 411, hon?
What's the 411, hon?
I got it going on.
Ayo, I got it going.
Andrea Williams is ready to give you the 411.
Good morning. 6:08 right now, 37 degrees. Looking for highs to reach the low 40s today. And three people were arrested after a car breached the security gate at the 128th Air Refueling Wing at the airport yesterday. The incident involved a shot being fired by a refueling wing security force member, and luckily no one was hurt, but that investigation continues. If you haven't heard the news yet, Meghan Markle is pregnant. Yes, she and Prince Harry, they're expecting their first child next spring, and I thought that was great news for the cute couple. And Saturday Night Live, as you just heard DeeDee and the crew talk about, they had fun at the expense of Donald Trump and Kanye West again this week. They just keep giving them material and they run with it. So you can check out the latest skit on our Facebook page. That's at WJMR, Jammin' 98.3. And Prince's estate, they have kindly asked President Trump to stop playing Purple Rain at his rallies, stating that the estate has never given Trump or the White House permission to use Prince's songs, and they want it stopped immediately. It is a huge day in Wisconsin sports. The Brewers, they're in L.A. preparing for Game 3 in the National League Championship Series. The series is tied right now, 1-1 with the Dodgers. First pitch tonight at 6:39. And the Packers, they're on Monday Night Football. Does it get bigger than that? They're playing the 49ers with kickoff at 7:15. That is the 411. Stay where you are. Coming up, somebody's going to have a chance to win $1,000 in the $1,000 giveaway right here on Jammin' 98.3.
Copays, codes, coupons, searching for savings on...